This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Chinese property conglomerate few of us had ever heard of till a month or so ago is back in the news in a mostly good way. Some of Evergrande's bondholders did reportedly get overdue interest payments this past weekend. But a couple late payments made does not a thriving company make. Evergrande's carrying more than $300 billion in debt, and until this weekend, hadn't really done much to reach out to its overseas creditors. Domestic investors in China? Yeah, they haven't heard much either. Marketplace's Jennifer Pack has that one from Shanghai.
Retiree Mr. Zhou, he feared giving his first name could lead to government harassment, invests the bulk of his money in real estate. Just how many properties? He says at one point he had more than 10, but less than 20, including two condos from the developer Evergrande. And those two, he says, have already doubled in price. So he was keen when the same Evergrande agent who sold him the properties enticed him with another type of investment.
It was just after July 1st, the Chinese Communist Party's 100th birthday, and the Evergrande agent said the firm released a wealth management product to celebrate this event. It had annual returns of up to 11.8%.
Mr. Zhou and his wife put in more than $260,000. By then, Evergrande was already running out of cash to pay its suppliers and lenders. China's biggest banks have been warning about the risks of Evergrande for years, says Hang Seng Bank's chief economist for China, Wang Dan.
Especially the foreign banks operating in China, they have seen Evergrande as one of those developers that has very opaque balance sheet. And people don't understand how its debt is structured.
Neither do ordinary investors like Mr. Zhou. But like most Chinese citizens, he has trust in Evergrande's main business, property. For two decades, home prices have only gone up. And Evergrande is big, among the top three developers in China.
We invested mainly because I believed in the shiny image of Evergrande's founder.
Because founder Xu Jiaying is a member of the country's top advisory body, the CPPCC. Plus, during the Chinese Communist Party's 100th birthday celebrations, Evergrande's founder was right up at the podium overlooking Tiananmen Square. To investors like Mr. Zhou, this was a sign. Evergrande has the support of China's top leaders. What Mr. Zhou didn't know was officials were worried. Evergrande and other property developers were borrowing a lot, and in some cases, spending recklessly. Earlier this year, China's regulators made it much harder for real estate firms to borrow. Evergrande's employees say the company then pressured them to keep the firm afloat and invest in wealth management products and force them to sell to outsiders like Mr. Zhou. Last month, small anti-Evergrande protests broke out across China, which included home buyers who have unfinished condos. Mr. Zhou says the firm has offered domestic investors like him three solutions. The first, a 10% repayment every 3 months.
In my case, it will take 30 months from next September. That will be 2025 before I can recover my principal and interest. What will Evergrande be like in 2025? We don't know.
The other two solutions involve repaying investors in apartments and parking spots, or if they're still paying off an Evergrande condo, they could have what they're owed deducted from those payments. So far, the central government has shown no signs of offering a bailout to Evergrande. But Yan Yuejing with the research firm eHouse in Shanghai says in areas where Evergrande is a big taxpayer and employer, local governments might step in.
They might not rescue Evergrande with cash. Instead, they will find some government firm or city-constructed investment companies to cooperate with Evergrande, purchase some of their projects, or give support.
Having things handled on a local level has been confusing and frustrating for investors like Mr. Zhou.
There is nobody in charge of this. When you go to an Evergrande office, they will call the police and 30 to 40 fully armed officers show up.
Mr. Zhou says he will not stop trying to recover his money. And if he can't, he has faith China's central government will step in to help. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.